Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbush, can you call the roll, please?
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Thank you. Agenda, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
No? None.
Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 3-0. Thank you. On to board business. Can I get a motion under item four, should be item three, board business. Can I get a motion to approve letter A?
Do you want to read it?
Yes. Approve Senate Bill 1, Section 4 of the 134th General Assembly, signed by Governor DeWine on or about October 28th, 2021, and deemed immediately effective under the General Assembly's emergency powers. The Norton City Schools Board of Education authorizes the employment of substitute teachers as needed who do not hold a post-secondary degree as otherwise required pursuant to Ohio law and regulations, including Ohio Revised Code 3301.071, 3319.226, 3319.30, and 3319.36, Ohio Administrative Code Section 3301-23-44, and or board policy, provided that all other applicable requirements and procedures, including but not limited to successful completion of criminal background check and evidence of a non-renewable temporary substitute teaching license issued by the Ohio Department of Education, have been satisfied. This is a temporary resolution of the Norton City Board of Education, and the authority granted by this resolution extends from the effective date through June 30th, 2022.
Thank you. Sorry.
There you go. Any motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah, I'll just say this resolution just allows the district to look at extending opportunities for people who do not have post-secondary degrees. It still will involve a resume, cover letter, interview with our team, BCI, FBI background check, good moral standing, everything that we require of our teachers. So this is just an opportunity. It's not a guarantee that this will happen, but
very good.
We appreciate it.
Thank you for the explanation. Mrs. Hagenbush, can you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 3-0. Move on to item 5, superintendent's recommendations. Can I get a motion to approve letter A, and I'll read it, approve the increase in certified substitute teacher pay from $85 per day to $100, and the daily rate for 6 days through 60 consecutive positions from $90 per day to $105, and an additional $5 for retired Norton teachers. Can I get a motion?
I have a question.
Yes.
Certified teacher substitute. So this is only for certified substitutes?
This does not address classified substitutes.
Okay, but this is in relation to four above, correct?
It's in relation to anyone who would be a substitute teacher in the school district.
Okay, just wanted to clarify. Okay.
So do they get the same pay whether they have a college degree or...
If they're a substitute, yes.
Are you second?
Yes, I was second.
Okay. Oh, Cindy, did you do that? Sorry.
Did you move?
I did move? I don't know.
I'll move now.
First and second.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 3-0. On to item 6, adjournment. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Someone?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 3-0. We are now adjourned. Thank you very much.